Messiah. Going to build a wall. Or at least that's what he told you, so you would vote for him, but nothing's really gonna change because you're a dumbass. Messiah. Donald Trump, the new Messiah. Messiah.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Trump's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility, you can go fuck yourself, because I am right and you are wrong. Yes, that's how it goes. Welcome, my friends and my enemies. Welcome all of you little cocksucking motherfuckers out there. I am the great one himself. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect homes in on and destroys stupid fucking statists all around the world, all over the place, whatever kind of statist you are. Right-wing statist, oh, the right-wing statist, oh, your time is 4 years. You know, 4 years of a Trump presidency. Oh, the opportunities I am going to have to make fun of right-wing statist in the next 4 years. Oh, man, I mean, yeah, it's going to be good, because the left-wing statists are stupid. God knows I can make fun of left-wing statists for the rest of my life. But it's good to get some variety in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the internet. Been on the interweb since 1999, been podcasting for 12 years. That's right, you heard me, 12 years, longer than your marriage lasted. That's how long I have been podcasting. In the control room right over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. We are doing our thing. Randy, is it just me or is the waveform really low? So, all right, so now, what's up with the fucking recording volume? I just noticed this. All right, fuck it, turn it up. Let's see what happens. Because normally it's like at 55, right? I don't know. This is why you shouldn't update your fucking software. God. All right, anyway. It's fine. We're moving on. I said that. The lovely and adorable Randy, she's over in the control room. Today is the 22nd? Still on 22nd? 22nd of December, the year of our Lord, Hussein Obama, 2016. Very soon, we will be saying farewell to the first half-black president of the United States and the first affirmative action president of the United States and the second coming of Jesus. And we will be saying hello to the first orange-haired president, the first president who is not a politician prior. Well, no, I guess Eisenhower. Was Grant? I mean, so do generals count as politicians? I don't know. Who cares? Anyhow, let's not fuck around. I want to get back into this. I'm also having a beer. I'm almost over being allergic to winter, by the way. I am feeling better today than I have felt in days. I am reading this again for the second time. I'm doing this blog post written by this fat feminist about how afraid she is of Donald Trump. And not just her, but how afraid every woman on the planet Earth is of Donald Trump. And I started reading this in the previous podcast, so you'll need to go back to catch the first part of it. We're going to pick up. This is the, instead of me screaming and ranting and being obnoxious, this is the me doing an analysis of what all this means. And the more I've been reading this, this segues perfectly. It's amazing how I find this happens, right? I start looking at two things and I think they have nothing to do with each other. And I realize they're actually very related. And some people will say, but great one, that's because humans look for patterns in everything and we find patterns even when they don't exist. Yes, I know that. I've been saying that for years. I have much more self-awareness than you do. Go fuck yourself. Yes, I'm aware that humans find patterns even in places where the patterns do not exist. This is why people think that they can beat the odds on the Wall Street or the gambling or whatever. Yes, humans find patterns even when the patterns don't exist. But just because sometimes we find patterns and the patterns don't exist, doesn't mean that patterns don't exist. And it doesn't mean that some of the patterns we find don't exist. Some of the patterns we find are imaginary, but some of them are real. You have to learn to distinguish the one from the other. That's what I do. That's what I'm good at. That's why I am the Great One himself, the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, and you are not. Which, by the way, yes, I am an anarcho-capitalist, not a libertarian, but that's another story. All right, here we go. What was that? Oh, I was going to tell you about how the pattern... So, I kept talking about the emotional manipulation, right, with the other fat feminist who wrote the thing on Facebook that I read where she's just like, "How? Why are you people say you're voting for Donald Trump because you're tired of being called racist, but I don't understand how voting for a racist makes you not racist. I just can't..." Blah, 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 blah. And as I pointed out, all of this was simply the this fat feminist trying to emotionally manipulate people. And this is after the election, so it's too late to manipulate people into not voting for Trump. It's too late to manipulate people into voting for Hillary because elections already happened. But it's an attempt to manipulate people into regretting their decision to vote for Trump, into dropping their computer keyboard like I almost did, into regretting this decision, into, you know, taking it back, into apologizing for it, into experiencing guilt so that they can be more easily manipulated. And while, yes, Donald Trump is a right-wing statist, and I am opposed to statist, and those of you who are statist are my enemies because you are statist, and yes, I hate you because you are my enemies... Right, again, this manipulation, this attempt at emotional manipulation. Well, you're just hate. You hate people. You're racist and you're sexist and you're homophobic and you hate. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with hating your enemies, right? So if you're a right-wing statist, I have multiple disagreements with you about a lot of things because you are wrong. You are wrong about many things, okay? Without the government, people will still build roads. You homosexuals shouldn't need permission from the government to get married, and then neither should anyone else. There's no invisible man who lives in the sky. Donald Trump is not the Messiah, right? There's a whole level of things that I disagree with you about. But if you and I are having a conversation, and I'm attempting to persuade you that you are wrong about these things, I don't need to use emotional manipulation to try to do it. I don't need to accuse you of hate in order to try to get you to stop being an idiot, which is what the left-wing statists do. The reason the left-wing statist, with the left-wing statist, as I have said, it's racism all the way down. It's hate all the way down. The only argument they have for anything is racist, sexist, homophobic. For them, everything boils down to hate. Every time a left-wing statist tries to convince a non-left-wing statist of left-wing statism, the only tool they have for that is to accuse the person who is not a left-wing statist of hate. That's it. That's all they have is emotional manipulation. If the only tool you have to convince other people that your worldview has some sort of philosophical, objective validity which makes it universally preferable behavior, if the only tool you have to convince another person of that, God, I am fucking good today, I'm feeling good, man. If the only tool you have to convince another person of that is to accuse them of hatred, that is an indicator that you are inferior and that natural selection says you should be dead. Intelligent, rational people who can present rational, coherent, logical, objective, thought, processes supporting the worldview they are attempting to put forth as universally preferable behavior do not need to resort to accusing other people of hate. Right? If the left-wing status says to you 2 plus 2 is 4, and you say, well, no, it's 5, the only thing they can do is accuse you of hate. Whereas, if I say to you 2 plus 2 is 4, and you say, no, 2 plus 2 is 5, I can work through this process by which I show you 2 apples and 2 apples, and there are 4 apples, right? And we define, what does the word 2 mean? What is the concept of 2? And what is the concept of addition? And what is the concept of 4? So that we have our terminology the same. All these other things. There's all these things that can be done. The left-wing statist cannot do any of these things. The left-wing statist, more so than anyone else, and I'm saying the right-wing statist doesn't do this, the left-wing statist simply, more than anyone else, more than any other form of statist out there, relies entirely upon emotional manipulation. When you look at the left-wing statist, you look at the Hillary Clinton voters, you look at the social justice warriors, there is no logic, there's no rationality, there's no reasoning, there's no philosophy, there's no syllogisms, there's no consistency, there's no defining of word. It's just racism, it's just sexism, it's just homophobia, it's just hate. It's nothing but hate. That's all they've got. And it's not that I agree with you right-wing statists about things like invisible men in the sky and Donald Trump is the Messiah and we should build a wall between here and Mexico, right? Donald Trump's not going to build a wall. If he builds a wall, I don't care. I mean, if anything, I just think it'd be funny. Again, if you want to stop the people from coming here and taking our jobs, all you got to do is eliminate welfare, right? Because the people who come here from Mexico, it's not what I'm even supposed to talk about, but let's just say it anyway. People coming here from Mexico, they're either doing one of two things. They're either getting on welfare or they're taking your job. They took my job. Okay. If you want to stop them from getting on the welfare, this is easy. I've been talking about this for years. All you got to do is eliminate the welfare. Well, but people will, yes, people will die. That's called natural selection. And this is where, I understand that you deny natural selection, right? I understand that, and the funniest part, of course, is the left-wing status to believe in global warming but deny evolution. Look, no, natural selection, that's all you do. So you eliminate the welfare. Problem solved. Now, as for the immigrants coming here taking your job, well, in a free market, which you right-wing statists claim you support, right? You always say, oh, the free market, we got to get rid of business regulations. Oh, no, they took our jobs. Yeah, they took your jobs because you know what? They want to do the work. And some of them aren't lazy and stupid like you are. Remember, the people, the illegal immigrants coming to the United States from Mexico, they didn't get... I'm about to say something really funny if I can get it out. That's what she said. All right, hold on, deep breath. I'm about to say something that's really funny if I can say it. Okay. Part of the reason that immigrants from Mexico, illegal immigrants from Mexico, can come to the United States and take your job is because those illegal immigrants didn't spend 12 years of their life in the public education system of the United States, and therefore they're not stupid. If you want them to stop taking your job, one thing you could do is work a little harder. Another thing you could do is stop being so stupid. In a free market, which you claim to support, yes, other people who are willing to do the job you're doing, or do the job better for the same amount of money, or do the job equally for less money. Those people will take your fucking job. Welcome to the free market. Welcome to natural selection. The thing that you, just like the left-wing statist, deny. Oh, we can't have it. And this is where all the whole purpose of government. The whole purpose of, no matter what you've heard here, the only purpose of the government is to self-perpetuate itself. And the way government self-perpetuates itself is by breeding more stupid people. More stupid people, more incompetent people, more inferior people. And the only way the government can do that is by circumventing natural selection. Natural selection would take everyone who voted for Hillary or for Trump and kill them off. Were it not for the government, let's pretend that somehow magically we slipped into this alternate times. What? I know this has nothing to do with what I'm supposed to be talking about, but I'm having too much fun. Randy's just reminding me that I am tangenting like a motherfucker, which is what I pay her the big bucks for, except I don't pay her. And so far, though, no immigrants have taken her job. Oh my God, that picture on the interwebs. All right, so hold on, I got a tangent again. So I'm on the interwebs looking for pictures of Michelle Obama to make fun of her. And I know, shocking, right? And I'm doing the Google image search, and I find there's that picture of Michelle Obama. She's holding up the little sign, you know, and originally it was something like a daughter's or who gives a fuck, but someone photoshopped it. So it said, an immigrant took my job. And so there's this photo of that, or this image of that on the internet. And across the top, it says photoshopped, because left-wing statists are so stupid that, you know, like to them, well, I think this picture's photoshopped. Like, really? Really? Wait, you think a picture of Michelle Obama holding up a sign that says, an immigrant took my job, well, you think that might be photoshopped? Really? Really? Do you think that could be? God, you look. It's just, they're so stupid. Anyway, yes, that's a photoshopped picture. Congratulations, left-wing statist. You figured that out. Oh my God. All right, what was I talking about before I tangented? I hate when that happens. You're supposed to be paying attention. I'm not paying. You're supposed to pay attention. That's why immigrants are taking your jobs. All right. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah, the same thing I always talk about. Inferior people, natural selection. Okay, so let's pretend there's this alternate universe where there was no government to keep the inferior people alive, but by some magical means, there was still a presidential election. Now, I know there wouldn't be a presidential election if there was no government. I get that, okay? This is why it's a thought experiment. And Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were running. In this alternate universe, where the government was not there to keep inferior people alive by giving them food stamps, welfare, WIC, by giving them free birth control, free abortions, by bailing out the banking corporations, the automobile corporations, by forcing heterosexual white men who create businesses to hire people based on their skin color and gender and all this other stuff, where if you did not have the government to forcibly take resources away from people who produce and give those resources to the parasites who should be dead, all the parasites would be dead. And so what would happen in this alternate universe is that the total number of people who would vote for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton would be zero. Because people who can create their own wealth and regulate their own lives and make their own decisions and manage their own emotions don't need the government. This is why the government, very deliberately, very specifically, goes forth and does not simply keep inferior people alive, but helps the inferior people to breed and reproduce. Because without inferior people, government, the institution of government, has no reason to exist, right? If nobody is on welfare, the entire welfare industrial complex doesn't need to exist. If there are no laws for people to break and be sent to prison, when you don't need police, you don't need judges, you don't need prisons. If there is no permission needed for marriage, you don't need all the people who work in the office that gives out marriage license. All right. Let's get back to manipulation. Let's get back to reading. And anyhow, to take this way, 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 way back to where I started, I've been pointing out much of the left-wing statist attempts at emotional manipulation in the context of the Trumpening. I'm using this for a couple of reasons. Number one, because it's just so blatantly obvious, right? I mean, they're at the point, like this thing I'm reading right now from this fat feminist cunt. I mean, this is not even an attempt to pretend this is anything other than emotional manipulation. And also because I want you people who voted for Donald Trump, even though, again, you're a statist, you're wrong, Trump is not the Messiah, all this other stuff, I want you to recognize what the social justice warriors and what the left-wing statists are doing and how they're trying to manipulate you. Because even though you are ultimately my enemy, because you are a statist, I am an anarchist, we are natural enemies. As I've said before, the left-wing statist and the social justice warrior is a greater threat to freedom than you are, at least for right now. And in the future, that may change. But right now, in the year 2016, December, year of our Lord Hussein Obama, the left-wing statist is a greater threat to my freedom than the right-wing statist. I have virtually no fear that right-wing statists are going to come to my house, take my guns, raise my taxes, what the fuck ever. I'm really not scared. And this is just hilarious. All these liberals are running around acting like Donald Trump is coming to get them. I have absolutely no fear of Donald Trump. Well, you're a white man. Yes. Yes, I am. Not just a white man. I'm a heterosexual white man with a job. And that's why I'm not afraid. Because when you're not a parasite, you don't have to be afraid of natural selection. You're right. I'm not afraid because I'm white. I've got a cock. And I work for a living. I create value for other people. I'm not a parasite. I have no fear of the Trumpening, other than just the normal fear I always have of government, because government is always going to make more land. Again, yes, Donald Trump is going to raise more taxes. Yes, I can't wait. You know what else? I thought of this morning. This is hilarious. Still haven't got to the thing I'm supposed to be reading. Where are we at? 23 minutes. Perfect. Tangenting like a motherfucker. I thought about this morning. All of you fucking left-wing statist cocksuckers out there, you're terrified that Donald Trump is going to build concentration camps and put people into it? Really? Okay. And let's say Donald Trump does that. And again, just to be clear, if Donald Trump builds concentration camps and says he's going to put liberal Democrats in them, I will voluntarily guard a concentration camp. Again, there's nothing I would just right now, 2016, let's go small. 2017 is coming. Just small goals. Okay. We can't in 1 year achieve ANCAPadice. So the goal for 2017 should simply be small and easy to manage. I would say for those of us who are anarcho-capitalist, our goal for 2017 should simply be the extermination of left-wing statists. Anybody who is registered to vote Democrat, those people should be killed off. Let's start small. Let's get that one out of the way. So let's say Donald Trump comes forth and he says, I'm going to build concentration camps and put all the left-wing statists into the concentration camps. It occurred to me he could do this because your Messiah, Hussein Obama, signed the indefinite detention bill or executive order or whatever it was. Your Messiah, Hussein Obama, half black, Only half black. He's also half white. That means he's only half racist. First affirmative action president. Your messiah, Hussein Obama, has given Donald Trump, he of the orange hair, the power to indefinitely detain American citizens. And you're scared of concentration camps. Really? Oh, are you now? For whom do the bells toll? I think they toll for you. I'm also drinking a Dos Equis. It's noon. I'm drinking a Dos Equis Amber. Good job, liberals. You have given Donald Trump indefinite detention and flying robots that can kill people. Oh yeah, and of course the ability to listen to every phone conversation in the United States and read every email. Oh, bravo. 8 fucking years of Hussein Obama. Oh my god, fucking brilliant. Why didn't you guys just build the concentration camps for Donald Trump? I mean, why don't you save Trump? Why don't you just go to the concentration? Why should he even have to round you guys up? Why don't you just finish the job? You gave Donald Trump the ability to read every fucking email. You gave him the ability to fucking monitor every internet connection. You gave him the ability to listen to every phone conversation. You've given him the ability to put American citizens in indefinite detention. You've given him flying robots that can kill people. Why don't you just fucking go in your shower and fucking kill yourself and save him the trouble of having to round you up? You've done everything else for him, and you say, I'm scared of Donald Trump. I'm scared of Donald Trump. I'm so scared of Donald Trump. Maybe if you didn't give the fucking government the power to fucking murder people and get away with it, maybe you wouldn't need to be afraid of Donald Trump. But oh, the government being able to kill people when your fucking messiah Hussein Obama was the president, you didn't have a problem with that, did you goddamn fucking piece of shit? That's why when you say, oh, great one, you're just hate. You're just hate. Yes, yes, you fucking goddamn piece of shit. I fucking hate you. You are the fucking pieces of shit. Who under your fucking messiah, your half-black messiah, your fucking second coming of Jesus Christ, your fucking messiah, you are the ones who allowed the federal government to elevate murdering people with robots and spying on its own citizens to a fucking science. And now you're scared? And this is why I want Donald Trump to be the president. This is why I was overjoyed, because this is what I've waited 8 years for, is for you fucking left-wing statists who swallowed Obama's cum for 8 fucking years, for you to lay awake at night and be terrified that the Republicans are going to come and kill you. And the unfortunate truth is that the Republicans aren't going to come and kill you. That is the unfortunate truth. You're so fucking safe, it makes me sick. But the fact that you fucking pieces of shit are walking around, I'm scared, Donald Trump's gonna rape me, Donald Trump's coming for me, I'm so afraid. I just laugh in your faces, I fucking shit in your faces, I spit in your faces. You are my enemies, and I hate you. You have spent 8 years of your life, not to mention all the time, fucking trying to take my freedom, take my fucking money, to control what I think, what I say, control what I read, control what I do on the internet, and now you're afraid. Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck you. All right, let's get back to reading this blog post by this feminist cunt. Again, this is all about emotional manipulation. And the more I read it, the more this is serving as a perfect example of how the emotional manipulation works. Again, I started reading this in the episode of Stating the Obvious prior to this. I think I didn't actually start until about 40 minutes in. So if you want to go back and listen to the first part, because I'm not going to repeat myself. And then, of course, I also talked about this and the Facebook post in the episode of Stating the Obvious entitled something along the lines of two fat feminist cunts try to something something. Oh, two fat feminist cunts expect me to manage their emotions for them. I shit in their faces. It's called something like that. Anyway, you can find it. Anyhow, this blog post is also a perfect example. And as I keep reading this, keep in mind, I said it then, I'm saying, hang on, there's something that never happens. There's information that's never presented in this blog post. Listen as we go along and see if you can figure out what it is. This is also, in addition to emotional manipulation, this is a perfect example of what I talk about when I say the prime directive of culture here in North America is that no white woman must ever experience discomfort. This entire blog post, even though she says that all women everywhere around the entire world are terrified of Donald Trump, what this is really about, this is about her and other white women from North America. Again, this is a classic example. When I say the prime directive, no white woman must ever experience discomfort, and of course, you say, well, you just hate. You're sexist. You hate. No, this is it right here. This is a woman writing a blog post, the entire thesis of which is, and this was written before the election, her entire thesis is that Donald Trump being a presidential candidate is causing her to experience emotional discomfort. Because again, here in the United States, white women cannot experience discomfort, be it emotional, psychological, physical. Anytime a white woman experiences any discomfort, this is the greatest sin that can occur in our society today. And this is why our society is becoming so fucked up. It's one reason. It's not the only reason. And I'm not saying women should, women should be slight. No, I just think women should shut the fuck up once in a while. Women should deal with the fact that occasionally in their life, they're going to experience some discomfort. I experience discomfort all the fucking time. It doesn't kill me. I get over it. All right, let's get back on this. I have spent years of my life going deep inside myself, because no man will go deep inside me, to find forgiveness for the collective masculine. I just can't read that sentence enough times. I love all men, and I will never judge one man based on another's actions. Men are absolutely amazing. It is why I do the work I do. Reminder, in the previous episode where I talked about this, I went to a red site and I read her little about me thing. In the first paragraph, she pointed out that she had a job and she lost the job, and she had a husband and the husband divorced her. So again, remember, everything women say is a lie. All right, now you're saying, well, great one. Why? Okay. Look. Yes, you are correct. I am going to tangent again. Randy is red carding the fuck out of me because she knows where this is going, because she and I have already had this discussion this morning. Yes, I am tangenting. Okay, when I say unto you, everything women say is a lie, your first response is, of course, to accuse me of hatred, because that's all you've got. And seriously, guys, seriously, do you notice how that works? So let's say you were listening to this podcast. Let's say you're a conservative-y type or an anarcho-capitalist or a manosphere type. And there's somebody there with you listening to the podcast who is a left-wing statist or a social justice warrior or whatever. Now, when I said everything women say is a lie, the first response that other person had, what was it? That person immediately probably said something like, he's sexist. Am I right? Or am I right? You know I'm right. Play this podcast. Play this section of the podcast for a friend of yours who is social justice warrior, liberal Democrat, left-wing statist. The first thing he's sexist. The first thing they go to is hate. The first thing they go to is emotional manipulation, because they do not have the ability to logically, rationally, objectively respond to my assertion that everything women say is a lie. Now, let me explain to you in a logical, rational, objective way, based on that thing that doesn't really exist, according to left-wing statist biology, because we all know there's really no such thing as men and women, right? Males and females, that's just a social construct created by the patriarchy to oppress women. Now, global warming is real, right? That's real, because Al Gore made a movie about global warming. We know global warming is real. But gender, biology, male and female, no! Social construct, not real. Okay. Everything women say is a lie. Let me now back that up. Let me explain that and present evidence. There's this thing you don't believe in called evolution. This would be for those of you on the left and the right. Neither of you believe in evolution. Those of you on the left think that there's no such thing as men and women until heterosexual white men showed up, which is like, which came first? Did heterosexual white men create gender to oppress women? But in order for heterosexual white men to be differentiated from women and thus have a desire to oppress women, then gender would have had to have already existed. I never thought of that before. I had to work on that. That's like one of those Zen cones, right? You know, the sound of one hand clapping. All right, so for those of you on the left, you don't think evolution is real, because you think there's no such thing as gender until evil white men created it to oppress women. Those of you on the right, well, you don't think there's any such thing as evolution, because you think the invisible man in the sky made people. And he's like, oh my God, I'm going to make some people, and they're going to be in my own image. And then, because I'm all powerful, I'm going to give them original sin and make them suffer. So neither of you believe in evolution. Randy, what was I talking about? Oh, thank you. Hang on. I'm stripping, just so everyone knows. I'm kind of joking and kind of not. I have long pants on. I just took those off because it's getting hot in here. No, my balls are not hanging out. Sorry, guys. Randy doesn't need to see those. Anyway, what? All right, what was I talking about? Before my balls. Oh, yes, why everything women say is a lie. God, thank God. Thank God you're here. Whew. If you were not here, I have no idea what the fuck I would do. All right. Why everything women say is a lie. All right, take 17. Here we go, for reals. No, all right. Deep breath, for reals. Women get what they want via manipulation of other people. Okay, so if a woman has a jar and she can't get the jar open, what does she do? She goes to a man and she says, hey, honey, you're so strong. Could you open this jar for me? She emotionally manipulates a man into opening the jar for her. What she's saying isn't necessarily a lie in the sense that she's saying black is white, but what she's saying is at the half-truths designed to manipulate people into doing what she wants. Exactly like this blog post I'm about to get back to reading you if I ever fucking get back to it. God, I'm going to fucking run out of time again. It's going to be a fucking three-parter because I keep tangenting. Right. This entire blog post is this woman telling a bunch of half-truths in an attempt to manipulate people into doing what she wants, which was voting for Hillary Clinton. Now, because some of you are saying, well, you think, because at this point you're, well, you think men are perfect. No. And we can do the same thing for men. So we have a man. when a man has got a jar and he's trying to open it, he can't open it. What does a man do? He gets a bigger hammer. Okay? Women get what they want with emotional manipulation of other people. Men get what they want by utilizing, men get what they want by utilizing brute force. When a man can't get something to work, and we all know this is true. If you're a man, we all, right, you've done work. What's the first thing? Well, I got to get a bigger hammer. Metaphorically speaking, sometimes it actually does mean a bigger hammer. When I worked in the oil field, it's like, we couldn't get something, you need a bigger sledgehammer, and you go get a bigger sledgehammer, and you beat on it with that. I speak, again, in both cases, I speak metaphorically, but it's accurate metaphors. Women get what they want by manipulating other people. Men get what they want by applying more force. This is why men, and this is really going to hurt your fucking feelings, but like Aaron Clary said in one of his videos, let's do it. He said something to the effect of, let's do a short list of everything white men have ever contributed to society. And it's everything, right? This is why white men, I know, racist, sexist. Again, right now, your left-wing status friend, he's racist. Notice how they cannot logically refute anything I'm saying. Yes, I am exaggerating. There are many things that are given to society by non-white men. Egyptian society, I know there's this whole thing where the Egyptians, black or white, I don't give a shit. Let's say they were not white. Right, the Egyptians did a lot of great stuff. You got the, what do you call it, in the Tigris and Euphrates, you know, back in the cradle of civilization, they did a lot of things. You got the Mongolians, the Chinese. I mean, yes, not everything in society came from white men. Everything in society, however, has come from men. Because men, when faced with, okay, we're not even going to get to this, but I don't care because I want to talk about this. It's 10,000 years ago, whatever. You've got a village, you've got a tribe, you've got this group of hunter-gatherers, and you got some men and some women, and there's not enough food. And so they're like, shit, we need some more food, right? And so the men go out and they stumble across this herd of antelope and they kill the whole fucking herd of antelope. And they're like, fuck yes, we have got food for days, for weeks, for months, for moons. They probably don't have the concept of a month yet. We have food until the motherfucking moon goes all the way around and comes back. So they bring all the dead animals back and they're fucking munching out on the food and they munching out and the time goes by and suddenly the food starts to get really gross. And they're sitting there going, ah, fuck. Well, we got all this food, but it doesn't taste right, and it's getting nasty, and there's these little fucking worm things growing in it and shit. What the fuck are we going to do? So they go, all right. Well, so killing all the animals at once was a really bad idea. We got to do something different. We need a bigger hammer. And so one man comes up with the idea, well, what if next time we see a big herd of antelope, what if we try this? Instead of killing them all, what if we catch them? And of course, the other guys look at him and go, you want to do what, motherfucker? And he's like, no, really, we could catch them. I'm like, how the fuck are we going to catch them? And they're like, okay. And we could like get long vines. And we could mesh the vines together and may throw the vines over them and catch them with this mesh of vines. And so their guy's like, well, okay, that's not completely stupid, but it's still pretty stupid because what are we going to do? So we've got a bunch of antelope and we've got them in these vines. What the fuck are we going to do? The antelope's going to get out eventually. Say, all right, shit, so we need a bigger hammer. So I said, well, what if we take some wood and we make a house for the antelope? Like, make a house for the antelope. Like, yeah. And so another guy says, well, yeah, actually, you know, we could make a house for the antelope, but it doesn't need a roof because antelope live outside anyway. And then the walls of the house need to be tall enough that antelope can't jump over them, but the walls don't have to be solid. They could have holes in them as long as the holes are so narrow the antelope can't get out. And they look at each other and they're like, okay, you know. maybe this isn't completely stupid. And so they build a house for the antelope, and they get some vines and they mesh them together, and they go out there and they sneak up on some antelope, and the antelope look at them and go, "In your fucking dreams," and run the fuck away, and they'll stand there holding their ball sacks. And so they go, "Shit, we need a bigger hammer." So then they say, "Okay, so let's wait till the antelope are in this little valley area here, and we'll come behind the antelope over here, and they'll see us, and they'll run in this other direction, and that's where you guys will be hiding with the vines. And you'll throw the mesh of vines over some of the antelope, and then we'll catch them." They're like, "All right, that sounds kind of stupid, but, you know, it might work. We'll try anything twice. I'm getting kind of fucking hungry." So they do it, and they get some, and they put them in the fucking house for the antelope. And then they're like, "Great, now we've got some antelope. And when we're hungry, we'll go kill one of them, but leave the others alive, and the meat doesn't spoil." When men are trying to accomplish something, they look for a bigger hammer. This is why we, as a civilization, have experienced a thing called progress. This is why we have electricity, running water, flush toilets. Unfortunately, cell phones, automobiles. And yes, this is why we have tanks and bombers and flying robots that kill people. Oh, wait, but Obama uses flying robots to kill people, and he's half black, and he's the Messiah. So it's okay. So flying robots that kill people, that's okay, because Obama, he's the Messiah, and he cares about poor people. Oh my God, did you hear Obama? Oh my God, Obama, I can't believe he's not going to be president anymore. I'm so afraid, because oh my God, can you imagine what's going to happen when Donald Trump is president? We have all the stuff we have because men, white men, black men, yellow men, red men, who am I missing? Brown men. Because men encountered problems and said, "I need a bigger hammer." Sometimes the bigger hammer doesn't fucking work. Sometimes the bigger hammer leads to bigger problems. Sometimes the bigger hammer fucking bounces back off whatever you strike and hits you right in the fucking face. Bigger hammer is not, I am not saying, for those of you who are stupid, which is all of you who are statist, I'm not saying that the male approach of getting a bigger hammer is always the best. I'm not saying it always works. Not saying it doesn't have disadvantages. I'm saying that just like evolution and biology and gender, I'm saying it's a fact. Men approach problems by looking for a bigger hammer. Women approach problems by manipulating other people into solving the problems for them. In this village where all these hungry men were at, who went after the antelopes and built a house for the antelopes, there were women too. The women were just as hungry. You know what the women did in order to solve the food shortage, in order to figure out how can you store meat for a long time, how can you feed people? You know what the women did? They complained to the men and said to the men, "What are you going to do about this? Or they came to them and said, "Oh, you're so big and strong. I sure am hungry. Do you think you could go kill an antelope for me? I sure would appreciate it. Oh my God, look at those muscles. You're so manly. You want to take me out on a date?" That's what the women did. That is what women, and I know this is hurting your fucking feelings. I understand. Right now you're screaming racist, sexist, homophobic hate. I get it. And that's the point. You can't argue with what I'm saying. All you have is to say the word hate. That's it. That's your entire fucking repertoire. You cannot form any coherent, logical reason why what I am saying is wrong. Look around you today in society. Why do women have jobs? Well, because affirmative action. Because men forced other men to hire women. I know you can point to one or two women out there who have started a business and are successful. So can I. Again, we're not talking about the 0.0001%. I am talking about women as generalized. I know you can't generalize. Yes, I can generalize. Women get what they want by manipulating other people. And manipulating other people requires, it always requires, to some extent, some degree of lying. Because if you just walk up to a man and say, "Hi, I don't want you to buy me dinner, and I really don't give a fuck whether you live or die. I'm just using you to get some food." That's not going to work. So she has to pretend, to some extent, that she gives a shit about the man. "Oh, you're so strong. Will you open the jar for me? Oh, I'd love to go out with you. We should go get dinner sometime." These may not be total lies. The man might be strong. She might like you a little bit as a friend. You could be in the friend zone. But to some degree, anything a woman is saying to you is a lie. Because everything a woman does, it's like everything a man does, everything we do is designed to move us closer to that which we desire. Men get closer to that which we desire by getting a bigger hammer. Women get closer to that which they desire by emotionally manipulating other people. You can hate me all you want. You can hate me. You can lay awake tonight in bed. You can lay awake and just hate me with every ounce of your existence. Everything I just said is still true. Go fuck yourself.